It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. The number to call in?
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yes, now McKenzie, I hear we have a photo, and if that's true, I would like to put this up on our social media
okay.
for people to see, but you had a very good question you want to ask. Oh, my God. Please, send that to Live the Web Girl so we get it up on social in a second.
It's not that cool, but
yeah,
okay.
It's interesting. McKenzie had something that her ex had, and she had to get it back. She asked for it back from her ex. So we want to know from you at 833-563-2539, what did you have to get back from your ex, or what did you ask back, or what did you want back, and did you actually get it? If you didn't get it, that sucks, but we want to hear your story. Now, McKenzie,
yes.
Why don't you kick it off? That photo is hilarious.
Okay, so what's hard when you live with someone and then you split? And so I moved from the West Coast, and it was like a hurried thing when we moved here, and then everything was kind of split. Everything kind of got everywhere. Long story short, I have no holiday decor. Like, I have nothing for upcoming Christmas. I had nothing. So I wanted these really cool, like, spiked pumpkins. I just loved these pumpkins. I have three of them. They're like two white ones, one black one, and they have cool spikes. And I have just the perfect place. I want them on my dining room table. And so I was like, I really want those spiked pumpkins back. But here's the thing. I was like, is this worth me diving in to get these pumpkins back?
These are like heavy metal pumpkins.
Yeah, they're rad. They're so cool. So
yeah.
Anyway, I asked for them back, and he obliged and gave them to me yesterday. So I'm happy to report I did get my spiked pumpkins. But, I mean, they are mine, and I bought them. It's just like when you leave something with your ex. Like, I have friends that their exes still have their bikes, or their exes still have, like, their favorite robe. And they're like, oh, but it's, like, it's awkward. And, like, you have to measure it out. Is it worth going back into it to get your stuff back?
Is it more of, like, a thing where if it's worth more sentimentally, you'll ask for it compared to the actual financial, the price of it?
Well, because I'm like about cleansing, and I'm like, okay, maybe I just won't ask any of my holiday stuff, and I'll just everything fresh and new. But then when you think about it, I was like pricing Christmas trees. I'm like, these are like expensive if you got all new stuff.
All right, 833-563-2539. By the way, Liv or intern Chloe, if either one of you has something that you want back from an ex, you're more than welcome
comment.
To share that too.
I want my time back.
Yes, your time and energy, right?
I don't think you'll ever get that back, but it's worth asking. Let's go to the phones, 833-563-2539. Is it Kara?
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you want back from your ex, and did you actually get it?
I had actually two blankets of mine that belonged to my little sister who passed away 6 years ago. I hit my ex up a month after we split to get it back, and he was a total ass.
Aww.
Told me he threw them all away and told me to never contact him again.
From your sister that passed away, he wouldn't give it back?
No, he informed me he threw all my stuff away and to never contact him again.
What a turd.
Doesn't this just make you think, wow, I'm so glad I didn't end up with
this
person?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, but thank you for calling in. What kind of
monster?
I'm trying to think of a word that doesn't get me fired from my job to describe how horrible that is. Like, it's not like, hey, it's a blanket I really like. It's
like,
a
yeah, it's
memory
just a cozy.
Of a significant, of like a special sibling.
A family
that's no longer
member.
Here.
Maybe
what about
she
you guys?
Cheated.
What you're saying that makes it right?
I was joking. It was
come
a
on.
Joke.
I'm supposed to be the idiot that says
I
dumb stuff.
I've got a family member that passed.
I know,
what
kidding.
About you guys? Have you ever had an ex that had something that you really wanted back?
So one time I got my ex for like his birthday or Christmas or something, these super, super nice pair of matte black aviators, and they were Ray-Bans, and they were super expensive, and they were so nice. And so when we broke up, I wanted to ask them back. Like, I wanted to ask for them back because, like, they looked better on me than they looked on him anyways.
Did
and
you
so
ask?
I really wanted them. I couldn't bring myself to do it because it was a gift. So I feel like a gift is different.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to ask for it back.
Now, I know I'm going to get some bad looks, but I feel like honesty is the best policy, so I'll admit what I did.
I'm excited because now I know this is going to be good.
It still doesn't justify the fact that she kept it. I had a girlfriend. And allegedly, I cheated on her. Now, what that means is I made out with another girl when I was drunk. Okay?
How are you saying allegedly if you're the guy who did it?
Well,
and also, how are you saying allegedly when you literally just said I made out with a girl when I was drunk? Like, what?
Because, I mean, listen, I don't think that's the end of a relationship necessarily.
Hey, that wasn't your person. Cheating. You didn't marry her, so... Okay, so what's
point
the thing?
Is this girl or woman that I was dating and I allegedly cheated on her when I allegedly made out with some girl at the bar after some rumplements. She took my this is how old it was, my PlayStation 2.
From your house or is it like a little mobile thing?
No, I was with her at the time. So it was in her apartment, and I was a poor radio guy, so I lived with her, and she kept it. So I would love my PS2 back.
You never got it back?
No, Katie didn't. No, she never gave it back to me.
You didn't even ask? Did you ask for it?
Yes, she said no. Why don't you go kiss whatever and see if she'll get you one?
That girl definitely sold it. I know someone who got an iPad from their significant other, and then when they broke up, they pawned it for like $600.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think it is, gifts are different. If it's like actually your possession, like my friend who has bikes doesn't want to go back there and get the bikes, but I'm like, that's like your bike.
Yeah, that's
like
your
if you
stuff.
Want to get a bike, like you should, but it's like, is it worth the drama or the hassle? That's the question.
Jeez, all right. Hey, we'll take more of your calls, 833-563-2539.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Oh my God, this is awkward. Okay. I'm seeing some of the things up on our screen that people have asked back for from their ex, and I just say we get right into it.
Let's do it. I mean, it's an interesting thing. It's like, do you go back? Is it worth the drama?
Now, the whole reason we brought this up is McKenzie had the guts, and she asked her ex, hey, I would like to have back my Halloween or like...
spiked pumpkins. They're like, these cool. They just have like these... Joe thinks they're stupid. I guess like a guy wouldn't
so
want
extreme.
Them. They're decorative. I just wanted these cool pumpkins, and he obliged and brought them back to me, which was really cool.
Okay. By the way, can you please send that photo to Liv if it's not up
already?
I want that up on our social media so people can see it.
Awesome. I got to do the set. I'll take one tonight, too.
Okay. Let's go to Lindsay this morning. Hey, Lindsay. Thanks for calling in. What did you want back from your ex?
Hi, guys. So me and my ex lived together for about 2 years when we were together at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really wanted a Pembroke Welsh Corgi. It was tax return season, and so we decided to get one. She was registered in my name and everything. When we broke up, he was fine with giving her to me. When he wanted to see her, I took her back to him, and when he got a new girlfriend, his girlfriend was, like, all upset about it and everything. So they basically kept the dog from me, even though she was registered in my name. And it had been so long, I couldn't get her back. Like, I tried everything. And then I recently found out that she bit his newborn son. So then he gave her up to some lady up in northern Indiana. Now I don't have any idea how to get her back. But, yes.
Oh, man, that's insane. Wow, Lindsay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Wow.
At 833-563-2539. But, well, speaking of which, of animals, Pork Chop's off today.
He is. So Chops is heading up. He had to drive. He's driving 5 hours all the way to Michigan to get his dog that has been living with his ex, speaking of things. So he is going, and his ex was cool about him taking the dog. Wasn't cool about him bringing his new man up with him, but... We'll see how it goes.
No kidding. All right. David, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. What is something that you wanted to get back from your ex?
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hey. Well, I can see from both sides of the fence on this one. It's a wedding ring. It was a family family heirloom that was handed down 4 generations, and she wouldn't give it back.
She never gave it back?
So wait, like, does she still have it?
That's a good question.
Dave, this is where you go crazy as a man and you got to like break into the house or something. Like that's, Mackenzie's looking at me like that's creepy. I agree, but how in your right mind can you take something that was in somebody's family for 4 generations? Even if, I don't know, David, your story, but let's say you were a terrible guy and you cheated on her. Like, okay, no. Like you still get it back.
I see from my side, and I can see from her side, you know, because that is their wedding ring. But on the other hand, that is a family here.
But you're not married anymore, right?
No.
Then it's not her
and
wedding ring.
I want to give it to my daughter whenever she goes to get married, but
David, I actually do repo stuff on the side. Let's get her address. I'll stop him by, slide in there. I'm really
stealth.
That
is interesting. So on this wedding ring thing, I think if it's a family heirloom, of course, I would oblige and give it back. But if it's not, I feel like everyone, each person has their ring and they get to keep it.
Oh, of
That's
course.
Kind of how
if
I
you
am.
Just bought it at
if
whatever
heirloom,
ring place.
It's
yes.
like I would feel very badly keeping
yeah,
it.
No,
yeah,
no, I 100% agree on that one. Let's wrap things up with, Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, ooh, what's going on?
Okay, so I had a boyfriend who was really, really big on his life. Looking, I mean, like, every single social media. So I was looking through his phone one day, and see, he was talking to a million girls. So I was so upset. I changed password that he owned, every email. I changed everything. So he had no access to social media and no access to these girls. And he begged me for his passwords back. Give my password. All I want. All I want is my passwords back. I said, okay. You want your passwords back? Give me my...
Oh,
uh-oh.
She cut out.
She cut out, but I think I know what she wanted back.
Whoa, which that is pretty genius, though. So he's stepping out, and so
That's
she took
evil.
All his passwords.
That's pure
he
evil.
He should have been being a dog.
Yeah, but you can't take somebody's social media just because they cheated on you.
Well, that's how he was corresponding with these, like, sleuths.
Whoa. You don't know. They could have been nice ladies that didn't know he was a man-o.
I just love how in 2019, like, that is the biggest betrayal yeah. you can have on someone is taking their social media password.
Keep my great-great-grandma's ring, but give me my login to Instagram. All right, we're going to get into something dirty. And what is that? Well, that's Dare Dice, because things can get awkward. Intern Chloe, are you ready to roll for producer Porkchop?
Oh, definitely.
All right, roll A1.
Roll A1.
Oh, no.
All right, Dare Dice is next.